Hi, everybody. I'm Trina Felber, and I am going to talk to you guys really quickly about the link between the oral, your oral health, and systemic disease. This is really going to be a quick overview, and a lot of the stuff that I'm going to tell you might bring, like light bulbs might go off, you might realize some things. So this is really just the beginning of the discussion, and I know my information is in the booklet, as well as in the box that of goodies that I left you. So if you want to connect with me further to discuss either speaking with you, you know, on a level of teaching clients of yours about oral health, if you want to talk about the products and how you can offer them, classes that I do, we can continue that conversation after this is over. So anyway, I am a natural nurse, a health and beauty nurse. I am the CEO of Primal Life Organics. I'm a nurse anesthetist. So I began my journey as a burn nurse 25 years ago, actually longer than that, 27 or 28 years ago. And I went back to school to be a nurse anesthetist, where I really took a deeper dive into the body and knowing at the level of the cells, how the cells actually work. So that was kind of when I graduated from anesthesia school, is then when I became interested in skincare. So I'm the CEO of Primal Life Organics. I'm also the best-selling author of Beauty's Dirty Secret. And I've been on a couple TV shows and things like that, getting my word out. But how my story began really, after I graduated from anesthesia school, for the dental, my daughter, Mia, was born in right after I graduated from anesthesia school. And around the age of two, she had a molar come in that had a natural cavity in it. We were brushing her teeth. The molar was erupting, and we could immediately see that there was a defect right in the center of that tooth. So my husband and I, we were kind of scratching our heads going, you know, we don't eat sugar. We eat healthy. What's going on? So we took her to the dentist, and the dentist took one look at that tooth. And he said, that tooth has a pretty significant defect. It's just a natural cavity. It happened in utero, which I didn't realize really could happen. But he said, most likely it happened when I was, I had like either a bacterial infection that washed over me, or I had the flu or a high fever, and it affected the development of that tooth. So he said, there's nothing I could have done about it, but as it stands, the tooth had a pretty significant defect. So he was suggesting that we put a temporary filling in it. And he said, most likely the tooth will have to be pulled within a year, or, and probably that temporary filling is going to fall out within 3 months. He said, what we'll do at 3 months, if it falls out, is we'll reevaluate the tooth and decide then, should we put another temporary filling in, just try to keep that tooth a little longer, or what we should do at that point. So this mother and nurse went home. I'd already been making skincare products. I'd been making skin and deodorant products for a while. And I just thought, you know, if there's something I can do inside her mouth that can help that tooth stay as healthy as possible, then I'm going to do that. So that's what I did. I started doing some research. I came across Dr. Weston Price, who was a dentist in the early 1900s. And what I found was that he discovered that in third world countries, their dental health was extremely good. Like, you see these people when they smile, they have these big white smiles. They have barely, they have no real health issues. They're not obese. They don't suffer from diabetes. They're not overweight. They don't have heart disease. So he started doing some research. As soon as they came to the United States and eating our high processed foods, they started to have dental health issues. And after they had dental health issues of cavities and gum disease, then they started getting diabetes and heart disease and, of course, obesity. So I took his research, and what he discovered about the soil that they were eating was mineral rich, and how that relates to clay. And I created a product for my daughter's teeth to help save that tooth out of clays that he suggested. So we all heard the saying, or I grew up with the saying, good health begins inside the mouth. But the problem is that might be where it ends as well. Bad breath is the very first sign that there's an imbalance of healthy bacteria and harmful bacteria inside your mouth. So if you suffer from bad breath, or your customers or clients suffer from bad breath, it's a signal that there's an imbalance, and that imbalance can lead to internal health issues. Your immune system starts inside your mouth. That is, that's something that we forget, and it starts with your saliva. And when you were born, I like to take my customers back to the, you know, when they were being developed, they were in this nice, cozy, comfy environment inside their mother. And there really was no bacteria in there. And when they were born, before they were born, they really had no immune system, because they really didn't need an immune system. It was during birth, through the vaginal canal, that they were first exposed to bacteria. And the bacteria in the vaginal canal enters into their nose and their mouth. And with the first breath and their first swallow, baby starts to make their own immune system from the good bacteria that was from mom. And that is how the immune system starts. As they swallow, that bacteria enters their stomach, and that is how their immune system in their stomach starts to develop. The environment inside your mouth and the environment inside your stomach is completely different. So toothaches are the very first sign that there's an issue. Besides bad breath, the next symptom is a toothache. And basically what that signals is that you're having a loss of minerals from your teeth that you are not replacing. It's also a signal that you should be looking at your gum tissue, because if you're having mineral loss, there's a very good chance that you're also starting to have gum recession or inflammation in the gum tissue. So I want to talk really quick about saliva, because if good health starts inside your mouth, there's one body function or body secretion that no one's really talking about. When I discovered oral health and the microbiome inside the mouth, I was astounded to find out that saliva is the body's secretion that protects the mouth. And I'm going to go over the four functions of saliva in a minute, but it's really what we need to get back to. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, most people are using products that are actually sterilizing their mouth. Most of the products out there, I call toothpaste toxipaste, and that's your off-the-shelf, most brands that people are using toxipaste. Anything that has ingredients and says that it can kill 99% of all bacteria is something that is actually like an antibiotic. It's an antiseptic. It's like an antibiotic. And how I describe that to people is it's like taking a potent antibiotic twice a day for life. If you took that antibiotic twice a day for life in your gut would lose all of its good microbiome. And the exact same thing is happening inside your mouth. And when you do that and you destroy the good bacteria inside your mouth, you have destroyed the first 12 inches of your immune system. And that is how that's the main reason why your saliva cannot function the way it's supposed to. And this is my health pyramid. We've talked a lot about the gut. I'm sure everybody has heard a lot about the gut and leaky gut syndrome and malabsorption syndrome and how your immune system is in your gut. And then your brain, you know, leaky brain syndrome. But nobody's really talking about the gum tissue. And that's where it all begins, is your gum tissue. And the gum tissue is your foundation. If your gums are leaky, then you can get the same bacteria inside your body that causes the problems internally and causes inflammation and leads to systemic disease. In fact, in Alzheimer's patients, they have actually found the exact same bacteria inside the brain that causes gum disease. So as soon as you start to get leaky brain syndrome, a lot of other issues can happen. When you have leaky gut, most likely you started out with leaky gum syndrome, and it's the exact same thing where things can pass through into your body when they really shouldn't be. So this is just a little indication of what happens with leaky gum syndrome. Typically, when you have leaky gum syndrome, you also have issues with your teeth. You have bacterial overgrowth in the pockets of your gum tissue as well. You can have signs such as bleeding gums and the receding gums. And then because of the bacteria and the sugars that are in the diet, you end up with a lot of acids. And the acids are what causes the erosion of your enamel, which then leads to the first symptom of a toothache or that sensitive tooth, which then can further develop into cavities. So gum disease and heart disease has really been studied, and there's a lot of literature out there that the plaque that's found in the coronary arteries is the exact same bacteria or plaque that is found in the teeth. And I've searched for articles about brain plaque being the same, and I just don't think there's any studies, anybody that's correlated that. But I would gather to say that the plaque that's in the brain could also, especially when you start getting leaky brain syndrome, could possibly be the same plaque inside your mouth. You have to think about how close in proximity it is. And as soon as you start getting leaky gums, it travels anywhere once it gets inside the body. So the plaque from inside the gums can then, and the teeth can then get through the leaky gums and into the blood vessels and then travel anywhere throughout the body. But a lot of times it ends up in the heart. These are other systemic issues that you can have, including gum disease has been, it's been correlated with low birth weight and polycystic ovary syndrome and other pregnancy outcome problems, diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, obesity, and then liver issues as well. And then definitely inflammatory bowel and other issues like malabsorption and leaky gut as well. So one thing to remember, inside your mouth is the start of everything. When you, the first way that things get into your body, and really the only way that things get into your body, obviously there's others, but the primary way would be through your mouth. When you take something in through your mouth, a bacteria or a virus comes in contact with food, you pick that food up and you eat it, the place to kill that bacteria is inside your mouth. If you're brushing with the right toothpaste, something that's not going to destroy your good microbiome, and your saliva then can function for 24 hours to protect you, if you come in contact with H. pylori or E. coli or the common cold or the flu, you really should be able to defend yourself and kill that virus or bacteria inside your mouth. What happens with today's dental products is that they're destroying your good bacteria and setting you up for an acidic mouth. Most of the foods that we eat are acidic, leaving you with an acidic mouth that your saliva is not, it's not alkaline enough. It's more of a neutral pH. It's not alkaline enough to neutralize those acids. So what happens is those viruses and bacteria and those different things inside your mouth that can cause a problem, then you swallow them. So whatever's inside your mouth, with every swallow of saliva, every swallow of food, and every swallow of drink, then ends up in your gut. And in your gut, as we all know, it needs to be acidic to break down your food. So that is an environment that those viruses and bacteria actually love, so it actually thrives. By the time it gets into your small intestine, there's way more of the bacteria or virus, and your gut is just not equipped to manage that type of bacteria. On the other hand, if you have a healthy environment inside your mouth and you are destroying those things when you come in contact with them, not only is your gut going to be happier, but your sinuses are as well, because you have to stop and remember that your mouth, your nose, and your sinuses are all connected. So if someone suffers from frequent sinus infections, there's a good possibility that it's directly linked to the environment inside their mouth. And if they can change that environment inside their mouth, there's a really good possibility that they're going to suffer from less colds, less sinus infections, and a lot of other health issues. So I really love to talk about why we should brush our teeth, because I really feel that the ADA has us all brainwashed into believing that we need to brush our teeth to clean them. When in reality, if you brush your teeth with a toothbrush and water, you can effectively clean your teeth. And in fact, you are probably doing a better job than using toothpaste that has ingredients in it that are destroying your good microbiome. The reason you want to brush your teeth, so this is the golden measure of what you're brushing your teeth with and how to measure if what you're using is actually going to restore your health inside your mouth. So the whatever you're using needs to be able to alkalize your mouth. It needs to be able to restore your microbiome because it is alkaline, and it has to have minerals in it to be able to remineralize your teeth. There's only one way to remineralize your teeth, but there's three different avenues you can get it from. The problem is that the two avenues that you can remineralize your teeth usually are ineffective. So the three avenues to remineralize your teeth, which has to help in an alkaline environment, is your saliva. Your saliva does contain minerals. However, unfortunately, because most people have digestive issues and malabsorption, even if they are taking supplements, the supplements are not all being absorbed. The minerals are not being all absorbed. So they are mineral depleted in their body, in their bloodstream, which means their saliva is mineral depleted, which means when they do have saliva, then they aren't, it's not enough to remineralize the teeth. The other source is from foods, and most of the foods are mineral depleted. Even if you're buying organic food, our soil is so mineral depleted now that you have to eat probably 8 times as much fruits and vegetables to get the same mineral content from about 40 years ago. And the third way to remineralize your teeth is to make sure whatever you're brushing your teeth with has minerals in it. This is just a diagram that shows the cavity in the center. And what I really want you to understand is that saliva incorporates the entire picture of your mouth. And that is how your body for 24 hours is supposed to protect you against the microorganisms that cause cavities, the acids that are created, and the sugar that you eat. So when you eat sugar, the microorganisms, if they're sugar eating microorganisms, which are the bad bacteria, they create acid. The acids wear down your teeth, minerals leave, and the cavity is formed. Now, if you get rid of the bad microorganisms and replace those with good microorganisms, you convert the acids to alkaline because you can now have saliva that's more effective and what you're brushing with is more effective. Even when you do eat sugar, you are not going to have as many issues because your saliva can neutralize that and the good microbiome isn't feeding off those sugars. This is just a picture that indicates the different pHs of food. I really just want to put this up there because the more acidic your mouth is, the more chance that you're going to have breakdown inside your mouth, the more chance you're going to have the bad bacteria versus the good bacteria. Your gums are going to be in worse condition and you're going to have demineralization. Most of the foods that we eat and drink are more acidic, including coffee, including juices and beer, and even some dental rinses, which is surprising, and other kinds of things. So baking soda and acids, things like that, those are all alkaline. But the most, and red meat is acidic. Most of the stuff that we're eating is acidic. So you really want to make sure, this is the reason our saliva is not protecting us for 24 hours. Most of the things that we're eating and drinking are acidic. And if we don't have a good alkalinity in our mouth and the right bacteria, it can really affect our teeth and our gums. So a lot of people say, can you heal a cavity? They don't believe that you can. And I usually say, if you believe that you can heal a broken bone, then you really should believe that you can heal a cavity, because the bone tissue is made up of the same minerals that your teeth are. In fact, your teeth are actually stronger than your bone. The difference is the environment in which both live. So if you think about your internal environment inside your body where your bones are, it's more of that neutral pH of around 7.35 to 7.45. So when something happens and you need to fix a bone, you have a good pH and the ability to do that. Inside your mouth, unless it stays more alkaline or more neutral, your mouth, if it's acidic, is the reason why most people cannot heal a cavity. They don't have the minerals present and they don't have the right environment inside their mouth. So I usually tell people they're absolutely right. You will never heal a cavity if you're brushing with the wrong products and you're not growing the right microbiome. So this is my formula for a cavity. It's simply the wrong bacteria inside your mouth feeding off the sugars from your diet, which creates the lactic acid, which then wears down your enamel and causes a cavity. It's really a simple formula, and it's actually very simple to change. All you need to change is the bad bacteria and the acidic environment. The sugar, obviously you want to cut down as much sugar and only eat natural sugars, but you can never eliminate sugar from your diet. So that always stays in the equation. The two things that you can change is the bacteria living inside your mouth and the acidic environment. So this is my formula for a healthy mouth. You've got your good bacteria, the sugar from your diet, and because you're using the right products, you have an alkaline environment because your saliva is working 24 hours to protect you and wash away the acids and the minerals from your saliva, your food, and your dental products can go back and keep your teeth super white and super strong. Just a quick diagram of the tooth. The enamel is the outer part. It's the hardest part. It's the whitest part. And over time, it can lose the minerals. It's got the highest concentration of minerals. Underneath that yellow is your dentin. And the dentin is what has some minerals in it, but it contains fluid. It's like the shock absorber. And as soon as your dentin, you start to wear down your enamel, you start to get the sensitivities. And it's because the dentin then houses your pulp, which has your nerves and your blood vessels. So as soon as you start to get that little zing, it's because whatever that is irritating is getting into your dentin and irritating your nerves and your blood vessels. The same goes true for fluoride. People that use fluoride toothpaste, fluoride is actually replacing minerals in your teeth. It's actually taking a mineral and kicking it out and replacing it with fluoride. And fluoride, once it enters your dentin, can then enter your pulp and your nerves and your blood vessels. And in your blood vessels, it then can go throughout your body. And that's why part of the reason that they find fluoride in other areas of the body, including your bones and even in your brain. This is just a diagram of when mineral loss happens. You end up with, it depends on how deep the mineral loss is, but you can end up with it down into the dentin, and then you're definitely gonna feel that. So your gum tissue is extremely important in your dental health. I usually say that a lot of people ask me, can I regenerate my gum tissue? I've got receding gums, bleeding gums. Can I regenerate them? Your gum tissue is made up of epithelial cells. If you've ever got a cut in your life, you know that you can heal that cut. So your gums are no different. So my answer typically is yes and no. If you make no change inside your mouth, your gum tissue will never heal. It's the same as with a cavity. If you make a change inside your mouth, it's epithelial cells. Yes, you can regenerate gums. It takes longer to heal your gums just because it's always exposed to different types of things, acids, different foods, things like that, bacteria. But yes, you can heal gums. In fact, most of my customers will go to the dentist, people that have had issues with their gums, and they no longer have bleeding gums and their gums are growing back. So it just takes a little bit longer. But the good news is the stronger your gums, the better your internal health is as well. So really quickly, I'm going to go over the four functions of your saliva, your saliva is antibacterial and antifungal. You really don't need that toothpaste that says it's antimicrobial or antibacterial, because that's what your saliva is made to do. It's made to protect you. It also starts to break down your foods. It has enzymes in it. And if it's not the right environment, those enzymes might not work as well. And those enzymes are different than the ones in your stomach. They start the process of breaking things down. So if you're not breaking things down, you're having digestive issues. This is why your saliva is supposed to be the what starts off everything inside your mouth. And your saliva also keeps your mouth more alkaline. It's a pretty neutral pH. So that's why I say in of itself, it's not going to be really effective, especially if your mouth is acidic. If it's very acidic, it renders your saliva incapable of alkalizing the food and the bacteria. And lastly, and probably almost most importantly, is that it does have the minerals in it from your body to remineralize your teeth. But it will not happen if there's acid in your mouth. It only happens during an alkaline situation, which is why your saliva is typically more alkaline than it is acidic. So what was my solution? I talked about putting clay, brushing with clay. So the reason, there's about four reasons why I really love clay. And I think it's the perfect medium for people to regain their health inside their mouth. First off, clay detoxifies your gum tissues. It detoxifies your entire body. You can use it outside your body. You can use it as an internal cleanse as long as it's a food grade clay. But the reason it's so good is because it actually attaches very strongly to toxins like heavy metals. And your gum tissue, by the way, is probably the leading way that heavy metals can get into your body. Heavy metals are in just about everything, including tap water, your gum tissue can absorb those. So by using something that's got clay in it to brush your teeth with, you're actually going to be cleansing the tissues of your mouth, as well as helping your teeth and your environment inside your mouth be more alkaline. The second reason is that it does clean the teeth very well. It actually whitens the teeth naturally. It can neutralize the acids to be more alkaline. So clay itself is alkaline. There's a lot of clay tooth powders or toothpaste out there. The thing I warn you of is if there's only one clay in there, or if there's no, and if there's no baking soda in there, the clay itself is not probably going to be alkaline enough to allow your saliva to protect you 24 hours. The fourth thing it does is it has the minerals in the ion form, which is the exact form that your teeth need. So as you're brushing your teeth and cleaning them, it has the minerals that can go right back into your teeth. A lot of my customers tell me that they had the most sensitive teeth. They couldn't eat hot and cold foods without having sensitive teeth. And within 2 to 3 brushings, their sensitivity was gone. And they suffered with sensitive teeth for years. So I can tell you that by changing the environment inside your mouth, it can happen very quickly. So this is my tooth powder that I use. I have 2 different formulas, a bunch of different flavors. This one, I have some that has CBD in it. I put CBD in my dental products. I'm the first one to do it, primarily for the gum tissue, to reduce the inflammation in your gum tissue and to speed the healing. But my regular toothpaste, it's the same formula as my regular toothpaste. It just has CBD added to it. But my toothpaste and tooth powder are all alkalizing because it uses a blend of 3 different clays, as well as baking soda. What that does is it makes it alkaline enough so that after you brush for 2 minutes with my dental products, your saliva can probably function to support your health for 24 hours. But it also whitens, it cleans, it remineralizes, and then it's also going to pull the toxins from your gum tissue and your teeth as well. So yes, mine is a blend of bentonite, white kaolin, and French green clay. The French green is my favorite. We've got bentonite twice on there, but the French green is my favorite. As a nurse anesthetist, anytime you can reduce pain, you can reduce inflammation. And French green clay is from the sea, and it has the phytonutrients from LJ and other plants. And one of the properties is it's an analgesic, so it also is great for the gum tissues. All right. And then supporting the gums is also extremely important.
Can you hear? My mic on.
I also make a gum serum that has CBD in it, Trina? But both of my formulas have, they're an oil-based, olive oil-based. So olive oil Trina? Is very healing for the gum tissue. You never want anything that's going to harm the gums or cause more breakdown, which is what a lot of mouthwashes do.
So,
but my gum serum is going to reduce inflammation. It's got a blend of 11 different essential
she
oils
can't hear
that
me.
Help speed healing.
She can't hear me. She can't hear me. Trina, can you hear me?
Flow, support healthy microbiome, fight gum disease, prevent tooth decay.
Can you guys do it through Zoom? Get her to hear
so
us.
So once again, just a reminder that anytime anyone's using off-the-shelf toxic paste and mouthwash, that is the start.
So, Trina, can you hear me?
Change other conditions.
Can you guys get her to listen? No, I don't know.
And I'm not sure what I put in your packages, but I believe the oral detox package is what I put in your package. So you, if it's not, I apologize. I can't remember what we put, but what my oral detox package does, it's a 60-day, this is great, this is where I tell customers, so if you have clients and you want to get them on a good oral wellness program, this is what I tell them to start with, the oral detox package. It's a 60-day supply, and it's within 21 days, you have typically detoxed your mouth and helped put the new environment, the good, healthy environment inside.
They have been.
A morning toothbrush or toothpaste. That's a tooth powder.
My cell phone.
The peppermint white formula you brush with in the morning. The black formula you brush with, it has added charcoal to it for added detoxification. And then it has a tongue scraper, my gum serum, my toothbrush, which has activated charcoal infused into the bristles. And then I throw in a deodorant because my deodorant will also detox your pits as well, which is really important. And this is, just so you recognize it, inside your pamphlet, this is my information. My cell phone's on there, my personal email's on there. So if anybody wants to talk to me about anything, products, speaking, interviews, any questions specifically, you can get a hold of me. I want to help you be able to get your health back, but also your patients' or clients' health back, because starting inside your mouth is extremely important. And if we don't start inside the mouth, we're never really going to heal anything else.
She said this last time. Thank you, Trina. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Now you can. Okay, yeah, we're way over, so I really appreciate all this. And I just use your, it's an amazing kit that she put in there, and just get started with it, and you'll see a huge difference. So thank you so much for your generous gift and the great information.